Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are playing Beyond Shadowgate. This is a from-the-ground-up sequel to the original Shadowgate. Yes, the Nintendo Shadowgate. You guys remember it. And of course there was that remake of Shadowgate, which I'm going to play as well, because I never actually finished that version of the game. But, Dave Marsh decided to get together with some developers to work on a true sequel to Shadowgate that isn't the original TurboGrafx-16 version, which some of you may have played. It was a completely different type of game, and it wasn't necessarily what the creators had in mind. But now, years have passed, and they want to bring you what the original game was supposed to be, or would have been, back in that time. It probably would have been about the early to mid 90s. So yeah, guys, this is it. This is the full experience. So if you love games like Shadowgate, Uninvited, which is one of my favorites, and Deja Vu, which I really had a hard time getting into compared to the others, you'll really like this. And by the way, there are some nods to Deja Vu and Uninvited in this game. And the developers said that if this does well enough, they will definitely work on maybe an Uninvited or Deja Vu sequel. So you guys might like to see that one. I'm sure. I definitely want to see more Uninvited. That game scared the crap out of me when I was young. And it might still today. But this game also has several ways to die as well. There's actually been a full catalog of them, if you're curious. But enough of my jabbing. You can pick this game up at so many places. If you don't like Steam, you can pick it up at GOG. And if you don't like it there, you can pick it up at just almost anywhere. It's available for so many different platforms, guys. They really want this game to sell, so if you like what you see, please go buy it. It comes with a full strategy guide. There's some comics, which I'm gonna see if I can get the permission from Dave Marsh to read the prequel comic to this. Would be really great as a startup, but unfortunately, well, I mean, you know how it is, guys. I have to get permission with certain things, and, you know, it is nice to ask people sometimes, and I did go and do the ask and see if I could get permission to read that, because I looked at maybe a page of it, and I'm like, oh, this is good. I could probably do the voices for this rather well. But all right, guys, enough of me yapping. Let's get started. It said press any key, but full screen. Yeah. Okay, everything looks okay. You are a carefree fenling named Del Thurnborough, who has the knack for accidentally acquiring things. You have been accused unjustly in your mind of stealing a small trinket from the hand of the Duchess of Trehelm. The Duke didn't seem to understand that you were merely safekeeping the bauble for the Duchess. Against the riffraff and lowlifes that are commonly found in the capital city of Gwynethil. Unceremoniously dumped in this dark cell, you wonder at your fate and at the horrible luck that deprived you of a fair trial. Hoarse from shouting and bored beyond the limits of even the most tolerant fenling, you realize you might as well focus on escaping. Okay, it's been a long time since I've played this game. The hulking figure of the guard approaches the door. Quiet if you know what's best, else I'll come in there and teach you some manners. A maniacal chuckle follows the proclamation, lending credence to his threat. Looking the dry straw over, you decide against lying down upon it. This straw is fit for nothing less than kindling for a bonfire. This dark and damp cell confirms your belief that this is the most inhospitable dungeon in which you've been incarcerated. The hulking figure of the guard approaches the... Okay, it's the same. These are sturdy iron chains designed to hold the strongest human in place without fail. Luckily, they were not designed to hold fenlings, and you easily escape moments after being locked up. At least we did that, right? That flint. What do you want to use this on? With great expertise, you strike the flint against the straw, creating a small shower of sparks. Despite your effort, none take hold and a flame does not yet appear. The item does not work. The item is useless here. Judging by the scrape marks, you guess that this bench is not bolted to the floor. You cannot move there. You failed to take it. Cannot take it. Cannot take it anymore! You failed to take it. Let's try this. What do you want to use this on? Nothing happened. I tried to light myself on fire. It wouldn't work. Alright. It will not open. The hulking thing. Alright. Ouch, that's smart. That will leave a bruise. I know I'm not stupid. I've got to be able to figure this out. Grunting with some effort, you push the heavy bench across the cell until it rests against the front of the door. Not work. You cannot take it. To your dismay, the embers do little more than produce a light glow upon the straw. This dark and damp cell contains no. The sturdy door looks to be a formidable barrier. You should know because you kicked at it for a good 5 minutes after they threw you in here. These are sturdy iron chains. Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. The bench now sits in front of the door. Despite its new location, the view from the bench has not improved. Okay, hold on. Okay, you can't use that. And that's a far thing. That's money. Sometimes you just have to... Okay, so when you touch the door, it does that. Man, this is a true Shadowgate game. I know you're shouting at the screen. Grim, you can't possibly be this stupid. Well, it's 2 a.m, and I am. Word if you know. It did not close. Okay. Okay, that was just that. Okay, I see. cannot be taken. When you expect it to not happen. Wow, this is so true to the original game. It only hurt your hand. Okay. How will Grimm escape the cell? It is interesting. Like, I'm curious. I know there's walkthroughs and stuff, but I've got to figure this out on my own. It can't be that hard. Dude, I'm going to be thinking about this tonight when I go to bed. I'm going to be like, how could I have gotten out of that cell? It's like, you look horrible. What were you up to? Well, I was thinking all night about how I could get out of this cell in a game I was playing. You know, what people don't understand about Shadowgate is it's a real brain teaser. It teaches you how smart you are. To be absolutely honest with you, it does. It shows you how intelligent you are. Because the answers aren't just... I mean, sometimes they're glaring at you, but you just have to think. You have to use your brain. There's a lot of games these days where you don't really use your brain. And that's fine. Because not a lot of people... I mean, it's not expected that every game is a game where you have to just really think. And sometimes after a hard day of doing that, like at your job... For example, if you have a very brainy job where you have to, you know, constantly be, you know, on the go. This game is probably not the one that you want to relax to, right? But some of us are like, you know what? I kind of need a good little exercise for my brain. And that's kind of what this game does for you. It makes you think. And that's good for you. You know what stops dementia? Being able to think. Use your brain. You know, people stop using their brain, stop challenging their brain. It starts to wither. You know, you kind of always have to give your brain something to do to strengthen it, you know? Okay, so you can't really move there. And I've tried take. Cannot take it. Take's not working. Now, we did see that we could move. Your feet will not take you there. Okay, alright, hold on. Now, keep in mind, guys, I use the flint on the table, it doesn't work. Okay. I thought you could burn... Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Okay, there we go. Smelling the smoke, the guard comes rushing to the cell. You hear keys jangling as he releases the lock and pulls the door open. In his haste to rip your head from your shoulders, he fails to notice the bench. Oh! That's smart. That'll get his shins. Trust me, folks. You have not felt pain until you've hit something with your shin. Oh, man. I've done that. I remember one time I was working in a nursing home, and the old man told me, watch your shins. And I hit that damn thing, and I was like, I should have listened to that old man. He was telling me the truth. You can't help but smile at the astonished look on his face before he takes a rather ungraceful dive and drops his key ring in the process. Oh, well, I'm going to take that. Picked up the jailer's keys. Ah, so I got out. We're not taking anything. Oh, it makes the same noise. Okay, so I got a confession to make. I loved these games when I was like 7 years old. No, I'm not even lying. Seven. I was playing these kinds of games when I was just a little boy. So, like, this one, Uninvited, it taught me a lot of, you know, again, it taught me how to use my brain. Because it's all puzzles. Remember, in Uninvited, you have to figure out how to get out of the car before it blows up. And if you don't, you die. You have a time limit on that. So, you know, as a young boy, I was trying to figure out what to do with this stuff. And as a developing mind, I think it's a great thing. People say video games will rot your brain. But, I mean, they say that now, like, you have more conservative voices and things like that that say that. But that's not true at all. You know, I think games are very, very useful. Especially games like this, where you're actually having to think about things. Again, brain games. Realizing you are still in a dungeon, you stifle your excitement and keep your eyes open for danger. Knowing that the door to your cell is still open, you wonder if that guard could still be a threat. He might be careful. Even standing on your toes, you can't see out the window. Okay. So that tells me all I need to know about the window. Let's look forward. You never know what's around the corner. You hear the sound of movement echoing in the distance. It did not work. Oh! With a speed that belies his massive size, the jailer lurches out of the cell and grabs you, his giant hands lifting your body high into the air. You'll pay for ye trickery, he bellows as he slams your head against the wall and drops you to the ground. You feel your body lifted into the air a second time as you mercifully pass out into oblivion. Okay, so that was a game over. You have died. The sky is darkened and the world is doomed. Okay, you lively jump over the bench as you exit the cell. Realizing you are still in a dungeon, you stifle your excitement and keep your eyes open for danger. By the way, this music, I just noticed it. It feels right. Like, everything about this game feels right. People never realize that Grimm was into these kind of games, but I definitely am. It's just not something we've played often, because it doesn't exist. Like, how many games are like this in humanity? And I especially mean now. I'm talking about throughout the history of gaming. How many games are actually like this? There were a lot back in the 80s, you know, back in the DOS era, a lot of people can think of both Safe for Work and a little bit more risque games that were like this, but today, you won't find games like this. It's just not a thing that people are doing now. Okay, so don't go that way. Alright, so that's how you die. Alright. Alright, so either way, that jailer's gonna be a threat. Okay, alright, so we know we can't move. We have to figure something out. You hear nothing in response. It will not open. You hear the sound of movement echoing in the distance. So there's another jailer right there. That only hurts your hand. And if you go back, you'll be complete. He'll take you. Bleak dungeon corridor reminds you that you are still in danger. You'd rather not return. Leaving this door open would be an unwise decision. You quickly close the cell door and smile as you hear the lock slide into place. That takes care of that brute, you think. An ephemeral creature appears before you. It speaks.
Teehee! Look at you, Del! What an interesting thing you are. I foresaw you rotting in that cell forever. And yet, here you are, defying your fate. This could be such fun. I believe our journeys follow a similar path. So I will join you for now. Much danger lies ahead, and I will give you advice should it please me. Adventure awaits, and I find this dungeon quite tiresome. So let's go!
Achievement unlocked. Hey, listen, the wisp has joined you. You cannot close it. Stay out of sight of the guards. Follow their patrol, but remain far behind. Okay, there's a guard. Your feet will not take you there. As you investigate the locked cell door, you notice it is stained. Your stomach gives a lurch, hoping the stain is not what you think it is. With a satisfying click, the bolt inside the lock releases. The hinges groan as the door slowly opens. Alright, let's go in there. Alright. A dried stain on the floor around the skeleton matches that of the door. You wonder who this person was that suffered such a horrible fate. It's a fine leather strap with the crest of Gwynethil engraved in the diamond-shaped central divot. Can we take that? You remove the remnants of the strap from the skeleton. The ominous sound of steps can only be the Minotaur approaching. You decide stealth is your only chance for survival. As your mind races, your new friend pipes up. Teehee, the eyes of the Reaper are upon you. Such fun! You have mere seconds before death takes you. Hide, or you will die. Without warning, the hulking figure of the Minotaur appears in front of you, crushing the skeleton under its weight. Before you can utter a sound, an axe tears your body asunder. Mercifully, your death took but a heartbeat. Okay, the ominous sound of steps. Okay, I think I know what I have to do. So I have an idea. The door shuts moments before the hideous face of the Minotaur appears beyond the bars. He catches the faintest trace of your scent and stands firm just outside the doorway. You hear the heavy thud of footsteps echo in the distance as the Minotaur gives up and continues his patrol. You survived again. Remember this, Del. You must act quickly when you sense the Reaper's gaze, or you will surely perish. Your feet will not take you there. Nothing happened. The wooden boards are too tightly jammed into their brackets to move. You are familiar enough with dungeons to know there is no unlocking this door. It did not open. This rusted iron grill is securely fastened into place. The putrid smell it emits immediately tells you what it's commonly used for. Let's move. Okay. This locked cell door is strongly built, ensuring that those imprisoned within will not get out. Using the jailer's keys, you release the lock holding the door shut. The Minotaur continues his patrol, stopping just outside the cell. You hear his breath beyond the door, sending chills through your body. The Minotaur continues his patrol. You are safe for now. Who are you, Fenling? It matters not. I am Edward of the King's Guard, Master of the Artillery Division. Moons ago, we were escorting the King to the southern docks when we were ambushed by assassins. While many soldiers of the Guard were killed, a few of us were imprisoned here to rot. The smells of this dungeon are of Gwynethel, which tells me that friend has turned foe. I know nothing else, but I may be able to help you. Ye have no hope in combat against the Minotaur. Perhaps ye can use this rope to build a ranged weapon? Find a cradle and a small projectile. You lean forward and extend your fingers far to grab the rope, trying to keep as far away from the malodorous prisoner as possible. It did not open. Alright. These manacles are probably used to hold some poor wretch awaiting their execution. For the time being, they are unoccupied. What do you want to use this on? With a smile, you gently turn the key in the lock, releasing the mechanism. The Minotaur continues his patrol, stopping just outside the cell. You hear his breath beyond the door, sending chills through your body. Close the door. The Minotaur continues his patrol. You are safe for now. Listen, Fenling, go quickly from here, lest we both be killed. Escape this dungeon. Tell the people that Joshua, the King's Council, is unjustly imprisoned. It has been ages since our party was assaulted and the King captured. They intend us to die here, but I refuse. I pried this stone from the wall, but these forsaken manacles cannot be broken. Take it, find a way out, and free us from this pit. You take the hard circular stone from the prisoner's hand. Alright, hold on. Thought you could combine this stuff, right? Okay. It doesn't work. Okay, you're not sure if you should feel mischievous or heroic at this moment. Now you've got something useful. Time to find a target. With the sling in your hand, you prepare to ambush the beast. Unfortunately, he sees you and leaps from his post. As soon as you start twirling the sling, you feel a magical influence take over your body. Death to the Philistine, you cry as you release the stone. With a sharp crack, the stone connects with the Minotaur's forehead, toppling him instantly. Elated, you resolve to never admit the shot was sheer luck, or explain why you randomly called a 7-foot half-man, half-bull a Philistine. You grab the axe and lift, but it does not move one inch. Clearly not a fendling weapon, you think. You reach for the axe to finish off the Minotaur despite pulling with all your might, but you fail to even budge the weapon. You decide to escape quickly before the beast awakens. This locked, heavy wooden door would take ages to break through. Alright, we're gonna go in here anyway. Alright. Despite your admirable strength for a fendling, that is, your effort only slightly lifts the grate. You wish for anything that might give you leverage. Nothing happened. What about this? Okay. No. This door is made of nigh indestructible word from the Torlin Forest that is also locked. After fumbling with the keys for an embarrassing amount of time, you are relieved to hear the lock slide open. The wary prisoner looks up at you. A glimmer of hope fills his eyes. He says, "I know not who thou art, little one, but I have no choice but to trust thee. Know that I am King Arond, Lord of Cal Torlin, Warder of the Southern Seas, and still do I live. Listen carefully, my wayward friend. Fiends have usurped my castle, imprisoned me in my loyal confidence within this dungeon for reasons unknown. Without the royal seal, the claim to the throne cannot be legitimate, and another ruler may come to occupy my lands." Suddenly, you hear the jailer, whom you gallantly knocked out, thank you very much, start yelling at the top of his lungs. The king looks alarmed, his speech quickening. "Take this!" He rips the emblem from his sleeve and hands it to you. "Find the barkeeper. He and others I trust will recognize my crest. They will show you the way into my castle." Outside the cell, the jailer continues to bellow. "The royal seal is obscured by sorcery. There is a scroll containing the disenchantment spell behind a loose stone in a castle stair." Remember that. There's a scroll containing the disenchantment spell behind a loose stone in the stairs of a castle. "Seek the hidden way from my chamber and say to thyself the words from the scroll. Quickly now, ye must leave before the guard returns." You received no reply. You left the tibia bone from the floor. You never know when you're gonna need that.
wedge the bone under the bent grate and push down with all your might. Something gives way and the gate flies open just as the bone snaps apart. Fearlessly, you jump down into the drain, thinking that it can't be any worse than an enraged minotaur. You fall an indeterminable distance between, before hitting cold water. Gasping for air, you bob to the surface of a subterranean river. A moment later, you wash ashore, shivering and coughing. You pick yourself up and continue your damp but daring escape. You shiver uncontrollably as you look into the swiftly flowing river. You were never noted for your swimming abilities, and the thought of braving the water again fills you with dread. A dim glow illuminates this passageway. You can see a passageway carved out of rock. At the end, a bucket rests in a pool of water. Against your better judgment, you plunge headlong into the river. Circumstances happen much the way you expected as the fast-moving water whisks you away down the tunnel. You are tumbled and bounced against the rough rock walls until you lose consciousness and drown in the swirling water. I wonder if there's something else I've got to do. You sigh with dismay as you finish trying the last of the keys. The door must be barred on the other side to prevent an escape. There must be another way out of this dungeon. Okay, here we are. We're in the damp cavern now. Let's look around. This damp and dreary cavern is aglow with light reflected off the water's surface. A waterfall feeds the powerful river behind you. You hear scratching and scuffling sounds coming from beyond this passageway. Dead. Let's look at it. You have absolutely no idea what this creature is, but it appears to be some sort of mutation straight out of one of your grandfather's famous tales. You vow to take his stories a little more seriously from now on. The beast looks up at you, making you feel decidedly uncomfortable. It can smell the farthing in your pocket. It surely wants to add it to its collection, even if it has to rip you apart to get it. With a quick lunge, the hulking beast attacks you, ripping out a good-sized portion of your neck. The beast claims its prize, a shiny new Fenling farthing plucked straight from the cold, dead hand of a genuine Fenling. Alright. The beast looks up at you, making you decide it can smell the farthing. Okay, I guess you don't do that. Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill. Yeah, it said that. It's a large hoard of gleaming silver farthings that any thief would be willing to kill for. The item is useless here. Dude, I bet if I take one, yeah, it'll kill you. Can't use it. Yeah, it'll kill you. For some reason, you don't know how to swim. Not my problem, but you'll need to improvise a way across without a bridge. It's asleep, if you notice that. Oh man, if you move out of there. Nope, it gets you. I don't know if you could hit it. That's the only thing I'm thinking of, because I know if you try to take anything from it, it'll kill you. Nope, that doesn't work. I thought, you know, just trying. Look, I thought I was just gonna hit it. The muted glow of the walls revealed the end of the cavern and the den of a beast. Hey, oh my God! You plunge headlong into the river. Wow, so... an underground river flows swiftly through this cavern. Wow! I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. Alright guys, so you know, I think we played enough of this one. If you like this game, definitely go ahead and grab it. It's definitely like the old Shadow Gates. It's got me thinking. I'm not even really sure what I'm supposed to do, so I'm kind of racking my brain right now. But maybe you guys can figure it out. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim Plays with more great games. I'm out.